The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Welcome to the Keep on the Shadowfell Redo.
Redux.
However you want to pronounce it.
Alright, as this is mostly all of you, this is your first and Andre is now building. Is this like out of Close Encounters of the Third Kind? Does that mean something?
No, see, he just took the age-old adage of building House of Cards to the next level.
House of Poker Chips.
Exactly.
Two.
Okay.
Hold still.
As this is most of you, this is your first foray into 4th edition D&D.
Yes, it is.
A few things to keep in mind is your characters have at-will attacks, encounter abilities, and daily abilities. Generally, when you run up and attack something, you're going to use your at-will powers, unless you're doing something like charging or some such where specifically says you can just do a basic melee attack. Basic melee attack is just a basic swing with your weapon. The encounter abilities is sort of self-explanatory. You can only use it once per encounter. They regenerate after a short rest, which is about 5 minutes out of combat. And then your daily stuff is generally your big guns, and they will. Maybe I shouldn't pass out poker chips for this. The daily abilities regenerate after an extended rest, which is about 8 hours of resting, basically. We do have a few people here, I think. Becca and Mike, who have ritual casters. Rituals are generally not used in combat. The casting time on it is generally 10 minutes or longer. And they're to cover spells that are used that are not combat spells. So, and generally they involve just a skill check and whatnot. Usually when you do, it's just like third ed in that, you know, when you do something you roll d20 and add a modifier. Unlike third ed is you no longer have willpower saves or reflex saves or fortitude saves. You have you have defenses. Something can attack your fortitude defense and it's just like attacking your AC. There are such things as saving throws. If you are under the effect of something that requires a saving throw, you make saving throws at the end of your turn, and you roll a d20. If you roll a 10 or higher, you pass the saving throw, and the effect ends. Whenever you're under the effect of something that requires a saving throw, usually it's like ongoing damage or an ongoing effect. Ongoing damage and stuff like that does its damage at the beginning of your turn. So you don't get to make a save against it until the end of your turn. Unless you have special abilities that let you do otherwise.
Yeah. Mine, I have Font of Life. At Font of Life, at the start of my turn, I roll a saving throw.
Yes.
So before I do anything else, if I have something effective...
So you're a special dwarf.
Yes. Is that a, you have to keep track...
It's a class feature.
Your hit points are going to fluctuate as combat goes on. Everyone can use what's called a second wind. You dwarves can use a second wind as a minor action. Everyone else, it's a standard action. You can do it any time. But you can only use a second wind once per encounter. That is not the same as using a healing surge. A second wind allows you to use a healing surge. There are things that mainly our leader classes here will do that will allow you to spend a healing surge. That is not the same as using a second wind. When you use a second wind, you spend a healing surge and you gain a bonus to your defenses until the end of your next turn. That's pretty much it. And just like other encounter abilities, it recharges after a short rest.
So how does a healing surge work? You just explained
when you spend a healing
point, right?
When you spend a healing surge, you regain the amount of hit points listed on your sheet.
One fourth of your hit points.
That whatever that amount is, you gain that many hit points. Okay. Now we have a cleric here. A cleric can actually boost that using various things. Bacon of Hope. Other things, but. Use of the healing skill can allow someone to spend a healing surge
outside of combat.
Mm-hmm. It's outside of combat. Opportunity attacks in third ed. There are lots of opportunity attacks in fourth ed. The only things that provoke an opportunity attack is if you are in a threatened area, which means if you are adjacent to an enemy. Anyone who threatens that area can take a swing at you if you move through their area, basically. Move through their threatened area. Not move into it, but if you are moving from a square, that is their threatened area. They provoke. If you do a ranged attack in a threatened area, that also provokes. But that's it. Other than that, as far as the number of opportunity attacks, people can make as many opportunity attacks basically once per instance. Say, like, if you have a guy who's standing there and you move past him, and it would cause you to move through three of his threatened areas, he only gets one swipe at you. Not three, basically.
But if another person moves through his instance...
Yes, he gets a swipe at them. That's essentially how it goes. In combat, you get three actions, and you can use actions in any order. You get standard actions, move actions, and free actions. A standard action usually is to, attack, charge, coup de grace, grab, whatever. It's usually to do something that does damage or whatever. Move action is obviously you just move whatever your movement is. And a move action can be a move or it can be a run. It can be you can stand up as a move action. Standing up does not provoke. And then you have minor actions, which are like draw a weapon, drink a potion, drop prone, pick up an item.
So you can drink a potion
like
and attack.
Yes. Same. You can drink a potion, attack, and then move. Or drink a potion, move, then attack. But drinking a potion doesn't provoke an attack of opportunity. So you just go, whatever. And everyone starts every new day in-game with an action point. And you can spend an action point in combat to give yourself an extra standard action. You get a new action point after every milestone. Now what that is usually it's after every other encounter before an extended rest. When you sleep for the day or do an extended rest, all of your action points will reset back down to one.
So you can have up to you can have several in one day, but,
mm-hmm. but whenever,
you have to spend them all mm-hmm. because you only have
maximum
one.
And you can't spend multiple action points per round. You can only spend one per round.
There's no max on an encounter. It's just one per round.
One per round. Correct.
All right. I think I'm hitting this.
That is pretty much it. If you played Third Ed, it's, you know, pretty basic on this. You guys are all students that have been students of a man named Dobin Stahl. Some of you may have been sent to him for various training. He's a human warrior of great repute. You could be current students of him. You could be old students of him that you've run into him in previous years. Some of you are, you know, older than most.
The hills.
Might be, yes, older than the hills.
Not that old. Only 80.
Hold on.
I'm young.
I'm ageless.
I'm weightless.
I'm heightless, too.
Mm-hmm. I didn't fill that stuff in.
The age of my character sheet on the computer was 80. So I'm fairly young for a dwarf. Right?
I'm an amorphic blob of gas.
Dwarves live to be about 1,000 years old.
Yeah, I'm young.
So our...
Are you sure we shouldn't put you on a
Are shifters basically, like, human? Or do they live the same as humans?
Shifters, yes. They live to be about 100 years old. They're
okay.
Human age. The only things that have odd life cycle...
Are the dragonborn?
No, dragonborn are still only live to be about 100. Bugbears live to be about 60. Elves live to be about 2,000 years old. Gnomes live to be about 500. Goblins about 60. Half-elves can live to be about 1,000. Halflings can be about 60 years old. So can half-orcs and hobgoblins. Kobolds can live to be about 1,200 years old. Orcs about 60. That's about it. Everything else is...
Our master the dragon. We love him!
Dovin is a human now. Regardless of how you know Dovin, whether you are a current student, an old student, or whatever, you had received basically at some point in the year, you guys generally would meet with Dovin to, you know, reminisce on old times, to do whatever. You guys were on your way to your wherever you were going. Some sort of a meeting place, whatever. When you guys receive, each of you individually receive a letter around the time you arrive. It says, I humbly apologize that I will be unable to attend our little get-together. I got into a game of dice with a Kadarian sailor not too long ago and managed to win an old map from him. Excuse me. The map is ancient, probably from around the time of the Nine Kings. You know how my hobby tends to consume me. The map, interestingly, indicates the possible gravesite of an ancient dragon up near Brook Hollow to the west of Kymrum. The sailor also told me of bandits up there as well, and I'd rather get up there and see for myself if this gravesite is indeed authentic. If it is a dragon grave, then there could be some very powerful things there that shouldn't fall into the hands of those who would not understand them. Now, if things here have fallen into the wrong hands, well, I may send for you then to see if we can track them down. Now, this is all probably just a fool's errand, I know, but I must at least investigate. I will try to send word when I arrive in Brook Hollow. I shouldn't be more than a few weeks. I'm Dovin.
What am I supposed to do? I mean, he's supposed to be keeping the return, too.
Huh?
I'm still in training here. He's supposed to help me out. You know, how am I supposed to help, you know, do guard work if I don't know how to fight well?
And you guys can know each other. You cannot know each other.
I know him.
I'll leave that up to you guys.
I'm traveling with him. He's the one that's keeping me alive because I'm an idiot.
I'm a her.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm traveling with Michael's character. It's a female. I'm sorry.
I would probably know her.
We should go around the table at least introduce the characters for the listeners at home. So, Nathan, why don't you go ahead?
My character's name is Ragnir. Or Ragnir, however you want to pronounce it. Very young, impetuous dwarf. As I was saying earlier, he's only about 80 years old. Off on a training mission. Mm-hmm. Not really much else to say about that. He's a warden, so he's designed to beat stuff up and keep everybody's attention on him rather than anybody else. That's it.
Alright. Becca?
I am playing a Razorclaw Shifter. My name is Belladonna. I'm 29 years old and pretty much keep to myself.
Goddamn
water. Oh. Next time I have a bottle of water in my hand.
We're not going to do a repeat of Laszlo.
That's all I really have to say right now.
Okay.
Well, my character is a female dwarf named Belda. She's a cleric. She's about 160 and is running around with the young dwarf to keep him in line and make sure he doesn't get himself butchered. He seems to be a little bit more hot-headed and spunky than he should be. And so, kind of worried for his well-being, I took it upon myself to take care of him while he was out and about wandering.
Yeah, because I don't know the surface world very well. I didn't really pay attention to class, so it's like, ooh, what's that? That is a kobold hole. Let's go in there. No.
About that plan.
Come on, let's go in there. What's a kobold?
Yeah.
Ooh, what's that? Wow, that was hot. What was that? Dragonfire.
I'm a minion. Do you have a minion?
I have a lair.
I have this gold. I have this treasure I can give to parties. Can they come back? I'll kill you for that. What? Anyway.
Get him, Francis!
I'm Cariona. I am a half-elf. I am around 42, and I am just traveling.
How comes the pompous...
I'm Hrogar, of course, a dragonborn warlord who's here to show the lesser races the way to true servitude to the dragon powers. However, I have a mild problem of, well, severe emotional fluctuation.
You know you don't have any wings, right?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I thought old dragonborn had wings.
No. Some do.
Quiet, you little upstart. Or I might accidentally pass wind while walking past you. Now.
I can hold my breath for a long time.
Dispense from my sight.
I think that means he likes you.
I can make you. I can dispense from your sight real quick. Give me my axe. Give me my axe back.
There's a reason.
Oh, look! There's a curb in the way. I'm sorry. I can't see you over it.
That's fine. Push your ass over it into the water. Why are we traveling with this douche?
That's an excellent question.
Come, servants.
Sort of reminisce a little bit about what put you guys on the road at this point. But that letter from Dovin you received several weeks ago, probably about close to 2 months ago, and you have not received any word from him since. So, obviously, you're believing at this point that Dovin has gotten himself into some sort of trouble.
Now again. That last coppers. How am I supposed to drink? Everybody in this town wants so much money for ale. I mean, come on. He was supposed to be here weeks ago.
Well, this is about the time that we discovered that sometimes we have to find ourselves gainful employment to allow our...
A job?
I didn't say a job. I said gainful employment. There is a difference. A job requires you to be there every day.
Anybody willing to pay me 50 silvers to axe his ass?
That's good! I'll raise you to a gold!
He's nuts.
Life will never be dull with him around.
I guess. I don't want to work.
Come, well, I see flowers.
Right, so well, I think we should go look for...
Yeah, since we haven't heard hide nor hair of him, I'm... And he did mention quite a bit about bandits in the local area.
A rescue? Fantastic!
Exactly.
So needless to say, you guys have hit the road on your way to Brook Hollow.
Is that a manner of speaking?
I think those two are fleeing from him.
Most likely.
Walking very quickly. To the back.
We're just like, where we're going that direction anyways, I guess we'll scare off anybody stupid enough to get in his way.
I'm skipping along.
Until his mood changes again. It's an up day. Wait till he has a down day. Oh, why do I even bother?
That's when we lash him to the back of the donkey.
He's like, ugh, hanging out the back of the donkey. Donkey's like, shut up, you sound like Marvin.
All right, so I'm assuming the good dragonborn is at the head of the column as you guys are going.
Sure.
He feels pretty.
Oh, Tom, so let's sing.
Okay.
What?
He starts singing, and it sounds like somebody is strangling a drowning cat.
Like a merlock. I throw a rock at his head.
Put yourselves on the edge of the map on that side, please. With good old Skippy there, about two squares ahead of you.
Where's the other dwarf? I'm by the other dwarf. I'll be on that side.
Yeah. All right.
So if we get ambushed, take three steps backwards and give it.
Yeah, it'll be off the map. That'll be great.
Well, congratulations, you guys hit the loading zone.
No, this is like Robo Rally. If you go off the map, you die.
Sorry.
Sucks to be you guys, I know. The wind is cool and comfortable. The road beneath your feet is level. An occasional ancient cobblestone peeks through the dirt road, indicating decades of neglect. You notice footprints leading up and down the road, many of which were made by small clawed feet. Up at the head of the column, I need a perception check, please.
My best bonus! I got a 17!
Excellent!
What is it, a plus 5?
I rolled a 17!
Oh, you have a plus 0 for your perception? Whoa. You have like a plus 9. What the hell are you doing leading the pack?
Well, that's why wisdom is my dump stat.
I'm wise.
All right.
I may not be smart, but
however,
I'm wise.
I am charismatic. Yeah. I will make dumb decision after dumb decision, yet for some reason no one leaves me.
As you are moving up there, you spot small creatures hiding behind the rocks spring into view and begin to move toward you. With a shriek, the small humanoids attack. Slimy and green, they have frog-like heads and large round...
They are murlocs! I am murloc.
Actually, I think I have some models out in the back room that actually look like little frogmen with spears and...
Well, if you have them...
I think they're out in the back room.
These don't really matter.
They're over at...
No, they're over at... what's his name's house? Crap.
Yeah, Bruce? Whoever that guy
Chris
is.
Chris's house. I can't remember his name all of a sudden. It's like, the guy we play Warhammer with all the time.
That you got together with the other time, and we're doing that thing.
So are they actually going to pop out from behind the rocks, or are they just going to hang out behind the rocks?
Oh, this is what you see at the start of initiative.
But I can't see them behind the rocks.
You can see them behind the rocks, they just have heavy cover behind the rocks.
The short rocks.
Alright, so
yes.
What you need to do is roll a d20 and add your initiative modifier.
That's just like normal.
Anyone who's within 10 squares of me gets plus 2 on initiative.
Sweet!
Or plus 2 or plus?
Plus 2 to initiative.
Plus 2 to initiative.
So I got an 18.
I got a 22. I am chipper.
Becca? Mike?
Up here.
15.
20.
Well, we have plus 2, so...
14. Damn, what's your bonus?
My initiative bonus is 9.
Holy crap!
Oh, wrong one. It's 2, so let's recalculate that one. 5, 6, 7.
Oh.
We got 7.
Like, that would be intelligent.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay. That's why you've got those math skills.
Like, holy crap.
Andre knows how to read, and you can do math.
Know what? I don't have to do anything.
Elle's like, I'm pretty. I just have to stand here and look pretty. And we're all like...
What?
Throw at the enemy!
God, point the ears! Throw!
Throw! She'll hurt someone on the landing!
We'll confuse them. You don't get a reflex save!
What? We're like, oh, reflex AC. Oh, he rolled a 25? Fuck.
She gets up.
Monster, like, Murloc stuck on her ear.
There's a little monster like... the arm twitch.
That would severely diminish my pretty.
What are you talking about? Cut its skin off and wear it as a hat? The rest of the monsters are going...
We just impaled George!
She just skinned him and is wearing his head as a hat! What the hell is her name, Bundy?
They might, if they're not really smart, they might think he's just eating her head.
Way to go, George! Keep it up!
Go, George, go!
Go, George,
wait,
go!
Why is she still going after us? Wait, George!
George, bite harder! Harder! Impair her motor functions! Wait, we have no teeth! Oh, shit!
We're boned.
Run, George, run!
Let go and run!
George, why aren't you letting go?
Why aren't you letting go? George, why do you have X's for eyes?
All right. Well, we start at the top with Andre at 22.
I assume charging is still double move.
Charging is actually you move and then you make a melee basic attack.
Okay.
You can, as a move action, move your speed. You can opt to run as a mm-hmm. move action, which is your speed plus two, but you also grant combat advantage for the rest of the round.
Okay.
So you can move.
We'll see.
Whatever your speed is, then you still have a standard and a minor left. Remember, I do actions in any
combo.
Right. Dwarves also don't really get encumbered. So.
Yeah. We also have that cool stand your ground. It's like people hit us and we go, yeah. No. It's like, you get knocked back three squares. No, I only go back two. Oh, and you're prone. Oh. No, I'm not.
And you can move in any direction, including diagonally. It doesn't...
There's no wiggity stuff anymore.
And yeah, I run how fast?
Run is your speed plus two, but you grant combat advantage when you do that.
Come, my stout compatriots! Defeat them!
Oh, God.
Wait 12 seconds, then go...
One thousand two. I lost count. Let's go.
Are you sure we don't work well together on my up days?
Hey, it's combat. It's what I do. I'm like, ooh, 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 fight. X.
It's at your hip.
Ah! One for the bug gun.
Look, oh, okay, bounce it. Let's go.
Don't get it, go now. Okay.
All right.
His brain really works.
As you charge on up there.
Yes.
That's why he channels his character so well.
You see two dudes there.
Whoa!
I found some!
Dude over here! Those don't look like Murlocs. Those are like lizard thingies.
All right, so that's your move action, and you grant combat advantage. You still have a standard action and a minor action left.
And lizard thingies would be probably.
I will shank him with a halberd.
Real quick, also to let people know, does that weapon have reach?
Yes, it does. Then that's why I took the halberd.
You're like, ah!
So I can stab over the tank.
Well, I am short.
Oh, sorry. Let me go ahead and make a. See if there's any useful at wills.
Mm-hmm. All of the at wills are useful.
There is one thing I'll tell you real quick, because I mentioned that moving out of a threatened area provokes an attack of opportunity. There is, as a move action, you can do what's called a shift, which is it's the free five, basically. You move one square without provoking any opportunity attack, but it is a move action. And you only move one square.
Okay. First, as a minor action,
mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and breathe.
Okay.
I'm
five. One, two, three, four, five.
It'll hit those three. Yep. Okay. What you do when you do this is you roll an attack roll for each one of them separately. So let's do the minion first.
Is that 20?
Natural 20. That's a natural 20.
Nice.
Versus reflex.
Okay, so I know that's going to roast him alive because he only has a minion. He has 1 point.
My even has a frog on a stick.
There's no frozen frog thing there.
15 on the first.
15 on the first against reflex will hit.
And 20.
That'll hit. So roll damage. Just roll damage once and we apply it to both.
Six.
Sweet. That's what happens when he relaxes and just breathes. Can you imagine what it would happen if you really got into a Zen state?
That was my minor action. Dragon's breath.
When you breathe fire in the one minion over by the rock there, it, it freezes. This sort of feeling of euphoria washes over you for a moment. Almost as if the universe has just sighed. And then we continue.
Okay.
And then stab him with the halberd.
Then, shank Skippy right there at the halberd. It's a 25.
And
now you really do have lizard on a stick.
Hi, I'm Crazy Eddie. I have a lizard on a spike.
AC, right? That's yep. Hit.
7.
7 points.
You want lizards on racks? We can put lizards on racks. Just gotta love that sound.
They're still up. They are not bloodied yet.
That's okay. I did a lot more damage than I was expecting to first round.
Great! I don't have anything cool like that breath weapon.
That's the dragon.
That's pretty cool. What do we learn to breathe thing? Like that?
You don't.
Ask him.
I know. My character doesn't, though. I'm trying to play a young, naive dwarf.
Yes. All right.
That young, naive, wise dwarf.
That was on a 22. On a 20.
Unintelligent.
Mike.
You may make a mistake, but you never make the same mistake twice.
That's very interesting. Wait a minute. I went down that tunnel before and got fell in a pit of spikes. We're not going down that tunnel again. But there's treasure to... I don't care.
We send the elf first. What are you talking about?
There's something shiny down there that'll enhance your beauty. Go get it.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. From this position, can I see the characters behind the rock he was shooting at?
Yes, you can see them. If they're on the map, yes, you can see them. From your point of view, they are going... Those two are going to have heavy cover from you.
Okay. What about these guys over here?
The guy in front of the rock, not so much. No cover. The other two, yes. Everyone else pretty much has cover against you from where you're at.
All right, then I will go ahead
Which
and...
Which is a cover is a -2 penalty to your attack.
So if I were to shoot at those guys, it would be minus the two ones right here. That would be -2 or minus more?
It'd be -2.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and see if I can find where it went, D20. There it is.
Actually, I'm sorry. They're going to have total... Those guys are going to have total concealment. That's going to be -5 to attack roll, not a -2.
Then I'm going to go ahead and fire at the little minion guy over there.
Okay.
Rolling with the... taking a shot with a crossbow.
Okay.
17 plus whatever my stuff is, so...
Far right side, middle of the page.
Ah, there we go.
Alright. Are you just 21. Doing a basic ranged attack? Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you not have any ranged at-will powers?
They both say melee weapon.
Okay. Well, you shoot at one of them bully mugs there, and you hit an ace. What'd you roll?
21.
21 versus AC will hit. That kills him.
Which one?
So move that one from the field. As a bolt goes sinking into its head. That is your standard action. You still have a move and a minor left.
I moved.
You have a minor action left if you want to do anything.
Okay. Nope.
Nathan, you're up next. Okay.
Close burst 5, but I can't do that. I don't have anything else I can do.
All right, you moved.
I don't have anything else I can do.
You still have a standard and a minor action left.
Which, if I remember correctly,
you
can
trade that down if you
want to
move again.
Okay, I'll trade down.
You can trade actions downwards. You can't trade them upwards. So, like, a standard can become another move if you want.
Okay, I want to do that then. So
you have... Did you run this turn?
Well, I did. I didn't realize I could trade down.
Well, then move yourself back 2. Then if you want, you just do a double move, basically, so move your speed again. Okay. That's good.
Now? They can beat on you.
Now you have a minor action left.
On my turn, I mark each adjacent enemy as a free action until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
So he's marked.
Ooh, is that permanent marker?
It's Sharpie.
Green.
So he's smart.
Hold on to those.
And I can do that to each adjacent enemy. So if I can get over here, it'll mark, I can mark both of them. And if they attack someone other than me...
Essentially what a mark does is the creature knows that it's marked. It can choose to ignore the mark and incur the necessary penalties. But generally a marked creature is going to attack whoever marked it.
That's my job.
They can choose not to, depending on the situation, but they take penalties and sometimes even damage when they do so.
Yep. Two of my at-will powers, if they choose to ignore me, then I immediately get an attack versus fortitude called Warden's Fury, and then there's Warden's Grasp, which slides the target one square, and the target is slowed and cannot shift until the end of its next turn.
Yep.
Ooh, can I shift still?
No, shift is a move, actually.
Oh. So
you only have a minor left. That was Nathan. Becca, you go next on the 4. You're getting next on the 15, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Right, move 7. Wow. Yeah.
She's not a dwarf.
She's fast.
She's a razor claw shifter.
You can move up to 14 if you take your standard action as a move action, or you can run up to 9.
Do I make the same movement through the trees?
Going through the trees is rough terrain. It costs an extra point of movement to go through each one of those.
So. Even for me?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Unless you have something that lets you...
Her race might have that. Something that allows her to do that.
Crazy wiggity creatures.
Can you go diagonal?
Yes. Go in any direction you want.
I thought she had something about that. It's the Ladrin that have the ability to move through forest without any problems. Forest will cost you movement.
I'm going to go here.
Is that 7?
That was 7.
Okay, so now you have a standard and a minor left.
You have ranged attacks, don't you? I forgot about
that.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if I want to use this one. The range is 10. Mm-hmm. So it's within... This guy is the guy I'm looking at. It's within my range, but which one of these...
It's wisdom versus reflex.
These all say range dagger.
Those are basic attacks. No, it's just it's just a... You make a wisdom, d20 plus wisdom, versus the reflex AC, okay. And it's 10 squares.
Say, is that a power that says implement? And that is...
It's a standard.
Yeah, under keywords.
The keywords.
Those.
Keyword?
Mm-hmm.
It's an implement. Primal
implement
zone.
Means you're not use. You don't use a weapon. You're using your holy symbol. Just so you know.
Okay.
And if you want to double check the math on it, which ability is that?
She's doing flame seed.
Flame seed. Basically, it's a plus. You roll d20 plus 3. If you hit, it's a d6 damage.
Okay.
Or you could do this one right here, Storm Spike. Which does a D8 plus Wisdom modifier damage. If the target doesn't move at least 2 squares on its next turn, it takes lightning damage equal to your Wisdom modifier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same range, range 10. It's up to you.
I'm going to do the Flame Seed.
Okay. Hit it. Ooh, crit!
Ouch! Very nice.
You can do max damage of 6.
You hit him! Again, as with him, the... universe kind of sighs, and you get this feeling of euphoria, and then everything goes back to normal. Hitting that guy. All right, and
they've been programmed with GPP, generic people personalities.
And I should have given you one of these, but it was a minion, so it really didn't matter. This guy is not a minion, so you basically you can do 6 points of damage on him, or you're using magic, or you can do. Double damage, which is you roll 2d6, and the target would be incorporeal for a d3 rounds. Will negates. So, do you want to either do 6 points of damage or do the special thing here?
Him being incorporeal means we can't attack him, right?
Yes.
He can't attack us either.
Correct.
For how many rounds?
For d3 rounds.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, roll
damage. So, roll 2d6.
5.
5.
7. So, you do more damage than the max. That's good. And he's...
Is she going to have to roll to hit his will now?
Roll a d3. No, she hit his will.
Okay.
That's d6, honey.
D3. Oh, right.
So in one round.
So at the beginning of her next round, he becomes corporeal again.
Yes.
Oh, and that attack, I believe, hits adjacent squares. Squares adjacent to the target become a fiery zone that lasts until the end of my next turn.
So that square hits, that square hits, that square hits, that square hits, that square hits.
So the squares around him are on fire. What does it say about, does it do any damage in
those
areas?
The enemies that enter that zone or start its turn there take fire damage equal to my wisdom modifier.
Which is three.
The minion there has not died yet, but he will when it is his turn.
Yeah.
And it is now his turn. So.
Suddenly I'm hearing popcorn.
I think those were his eyes.
Ah,
Kermit the Frog over there.
Oh, it burns!
Kermit the Frog here.
Kermit the Frog here. Oh god, my eyes, they burn!
So don't go near him for a while.
Go near the ghost.
Alright.
She's like, it is the Bullywug minion's turn. They are armed with spears.
And they're a ways away.
They're gonna go try and help that guy.
Two. That's an adjacent okay. square.
Fiery
that's an adjacent square.
Fire
square.
That's true. Two. Three. Four. Five. He runs up and charges you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. Looks like they're both going after you.
Ha ha! They must be attracted to my stunning personality.
Do that, or they've heard him speak for a little too long in the stream, and that's too.
Yeah. I like that idea.
I may not be smart, but I do recognize stuff.
Alright, the first one runs up to you. Takes a swipe. Does a 17 hit your fortitude?
Yes.
Okay, you take 4 points of damage and you are knocked prone.
Oh! I'm in the dirt!
What a proper place.
The other one runs up to you. Does a 9 hit your fortitude?
Kicks no. you in the ribs.
Okay.
Unless combat advantage adds 6 or 7.
2, actually.
2. So, no.
You spit at him?
So, yeah.
I already used that ability.
Spit, not breathe.
All right. Kill Bill. Then that guy right there, who is incorporeal, is annoyed at that. But we'll go ahead and move, because he can.
Because the fire doesn't hurt him, because he's incorporeal.
Mm-hmm.
Meh.
That's still pretty cool.
He's running away.
Because he's incorporeal, the forest doesn't do anything.
That's not true. There might be ethereal logs.
What was that? He just tripped over an ethereal log.
Huh. What
a dumbass.
The one ethereal log in the whole forest.
And he finds it.
And that's what he does. And we are to Beth at...
What about those two guys?
Those two guys? They do not go quite yet.
Oh. Hey, Beth, you don't go last.
Yay. Team not last.
Please tell me that you have some crazy, wiggity, cool, long-range attack.
I have some long-range.
Because I have, like, I have to be, like, right in front being squashed to do anything.
Okay.
So I laud anybody or applaud anybody who's got long-range.
Now, effectively, your animal companion is with you. He is technically in your space until you send him to do other things.
Neat.
What are you?
There is his animal. There is your animal companion.
I am. What did I pick?
I'm ranger.
Basically.
That's right. Yeah, I'm a ranger. I have a companion. His name is Francis.
Is he a badger? Say
hello, Francis.
Who's a good badger? That's okay. Who's my minion? That's what he says.
Who's my minion?
That's right.
Yeah. How far is my minion? Oh, 5. There we go.
You can move him as a move him. There you go.
I see that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I want to do careful attack.
Okay. What is? It's a melee or ranged. So yeah. Who are you trying to hit with it?
I'm gonna go for this little guy.
All right.
What is your minion?
I haven't really decided, but his name is Bob.
Yeah, I just put Bob on there. I think his stats don't change. So what he is up to you. Okay. As far as you want him to be, a wolf or anything, you know, relatively
small,
medium sized, you know.
I'm having flashbacks to Monty Python and the rat.
Cougar.
Can be a cougar. Can be a mountain.
Ew,
what a lady. Cougar.
All right.
Uh-huh. That has the hots for the young guys.
Uh huh.
So that cougar can stay over there then.
All right. What you were doing, you're using a longbow, so
there's a difference.
Plus 6 to attack, so it's a d20 plus 6 versus AC.
I'm of age to be able to breed.
If you hit, you do a d10 damage.
Have your balls even dropped?
Yes.
What's wrong with me tonight?
I'll take your word for it.
That was a 4.
Plus your
ranged attack bonus.
Yeah, plus 6, so it'll be a 10 versus AC, will miss.
Okay.
So that is a move and a standard action. You still have a minor left.
Okay. All she moved was her pet.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll move.
She can either move herself or her pet.
Oh, you can only do either or?
I can't move?
No, you can't move.
Okay.
Your creature uses up your actions to move.
What's my choice for the minor action?
You have a minor action left. I don't know if you have anything that just takes a minor action, standard.
I don't think so.
Immediate reaction. Nope. So, really, there's nothing to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. Now these guys get to go.
Hi.
Oh, the croakers.
Stay.
It's over here.
How smart is he?
He's smart enough, I would think.
Let's see. And actually, he'll shift over to here. And then they will both do their lovely ability of foul croak at you, Nathan.
Because okay.
They can.
Are they belching at him or something?
It's basically
both. Really bad breath.
It only hits it's only hitting this area, but you're the only one in it, so you're fine. Plus one. 25 hit your fortitude?
Yeah.
Switch that up. I'm assuming higher than a 25 will hit your fortitude.
Jesus Christ. Plus 1 and they got over 20?
Well, they rolled a 17 and a 19.
Jesus
Christ.
And they
get a plus 1 because they actually have a mob attack. They get a plus 1 to attack for each other identical creature attacking you.
Yikes.
Attacking the same opponent. Okay. First one hits you for 5 points of damage.
Okay.
That's 5 points of poison damage. Second one hits you for 9.
I have a plus 5 bonus in saving throws against poison, so...
It's not a saving throw. It's not actually poisoning you. It's just poison type of damage.
So I take 14 points of damage from poison?
Yep. Take 14 points of damage.
Well, that's what I call the worst halitosis I've ever seen.
Those are some pretty mean croaks.
No shit.
Now, when your hit points go below that, you become bloody. Sometimes that has a game effect, sometimes it doesn't.
The goal of the Dragon War is to stay between unconscious and bloody.
We, I believe, now go back to the top with Andre.
Ah!
Yes, you got knocked over.
How dare they?
Point of order, you're laying down on the job.
Well, you know, there are some very good effects of mud baths. I mean, if you rub it right here on your scales... But I don't suppose you know anything about rubbing them on your scales.
You know, can't say that it will.
If I stand up, does that take an attack of opportunity?
No.
Okay. I will go ahead and stand up.
Standing up is a... Where was it?
Probably
standing up is a move action.
That's what I had figured.
So now you have a standard and a minor left. You stand up in your square.
Okay, let's see. What standard do I want to use? What's your character's name again, Nathan?
Ragnar.
You there! Ragnar! Strike that green one! The one with the green on it! I use Commander's Strike.
Okay, what's that do?
You make a basic melee attack against the target. You get your basic damage plus my intelligence modifier of 3.
So I get my base attack modifier plus yours?
Mine is just a damage.
Okay, so I get my base attack.
So it's just a normal swing.
Just plus two, so.
Swing.
You're like, huh?
Actually, it's plus four.
Plus four.
Yeah, okay. You want to double check it, look on that, the one I printed out at the bottom of the power.
Yeah, so it's plus four. 21.
Does he swing against his will?
Versus AC.
It's just like he swung in my turn.
Okay, that's fine. Versus AC on one of those dudes.
The only one I can get to.
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present. A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production. You can find us on the web at www.CanadianCrusaders.com. You can email the show at thousandmonkeysproductions@gmail.com. Visit our website to find our episode archives, our actual play, our main feed, as well as promos, links, and a gallery. You'll also find our RPG Now Pick of the Week, our Amazon Pick of the Week, and you can even go through some of our snippet review episodes. We are also shameless, and if you wish to donate some money to the wonderful Gen Con Fund, or just give money to the show in general, there is also a donate button on our site via PayPal. So visit our website at www.CanadianCrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven is part of the Vorpal Network. The Gamers Haven podcast and Thousand Monkeys Productions and CantCon are copyright by Ethan Parker. Gamers Haven is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music for the show is provided by Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. Other music is used with permission under license. Just like Bruce Campbell.